Welcome to Prayer Time at 6 o'clock here at WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. There's a lot of foolishness today in every level of society. Some are foolish because they want to make fun and they're jesting. Some are foolish because they're ignorant or they're stupid and they have a lack of knowledge. And so foolishness is sometimes premeditated. Foolishness sometimes is just foolishness. But the foolishness of a certain few people negatively affect the rest of us. And when that happens, it gets to be serious. When we look into the Word of God, God speaks of the fool or foolishness about 150 times. And so when we think of a word mentioned that many times, we should think about it as it relates to us today. The strongest verse is found there in Psalm 14:1, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Again, "the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God," Psalm 14:1. If we take all the people in this world who refuse to believe the existence of Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, Jehovah God, then we'll have a great number of people who either by statement or lifestyle fall into the category of fool. On the other hand, we must also consider those who claim to know God, but their actions prove that there's something missing in their lives. The Apostle Paul wrote about that to the Corinthian church. He was disputing with those who've lost their zeal for living the true Christian life. He said in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, to those who are dying. But to those who are in the process of being saved, it's the power of God unto salvation." It's the power of God unto salvation. The message of the cross is, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to those who are being saved, it's the power of God. It is the power of God unto salvation. Maybe we need an explanation of the process. In the past, when we came to faith in Jesus Christ and accepted Him as our Savior, we were being saved from the penalty of sin, and in the present, as we walk with Him, we're being saved from the power of sin. And in the future, when we go to heaven, we will be saved from the presence of sin. So, in fact, it is in reality a continuing process. So, how often will people make fun of those who attend the services of the church on a regular basis? Maybe they make fun of somebody who carries their Bible, or who attends midweek Bible studies, or who hand out tracts and gospel literature, or who share their faith openly and verbally. There's a story told of a fellow who walked the streets of Chicago with a sandwich board. That was a panel sign in front and back. On the front was printed, "I'm a fool for Christ," and as they approached him, many would laugh and make fun of him until he passed. and they read on his back, "Whose fool are you?" Well, it's a good question. It's an excellent statement, of course, but it's also a good question. What would you do? How would you respond? Either you know and acknowledge God as the supreme being, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who made you and everything in this universe, or you deny the existence of God, and you believe the evolution theory that everything just happened over millions of years and we're all here just by chance. King Solomon, the wisest man in the Bible, quotes several proverbs, wrote several proverbs about being a fool. To do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. Proverbs 10:23. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is known at once. Proverbs 12:15-16. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He does not open his mouth where the leading minds deliberate the issues of life. Proverbs 24:7. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul says, because although they knew about God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like to corruptible man. Romans 1:21-23. It's very evident exactly who fools are today. They are those who refuse to accept and believe the word of the living God. Only a fool would turn his back on a loving God and on God's word. That person misses all the blessings that God has for those who believe. So don't be a fool. Don't be foolish. Open your eyes and see that God loves you and wants the very best for you. You need to open your heart and life and let him come in and fill you with his love, his peace, and his blessings. We need to believe, not to be a fool, but to believe. Remember, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. May it not be said of us that we are a fool. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace and your goodness to us. We thank you for loving us and loving us and loving us. Thank you for salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. And thank you for holding this world together and giving us opportunity to serve you in it. And thank you for the soon coming of Jesus Christ, your Savior, our Son. And thank you for what that means to us as your children. Now, Father, we do ask for your provision for each one of us. We have many needs, individually and collectively. But we also know that WHCB has many great needs. And it needs your provision, or it might as well fold up, because without your provision, Father, it's worthless. And so we ask for your provision for the work of WHCB. Now we ask that you would use the broadcasts, the music, the conversation, the prayers, everything that we do. Use it for your honor and glory today, and that we might see many come to faith in Jesus Christ. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.